Welcome back. On October 23rd at the Skokie Theater, there will be an event that I think you should not miss. Mark Stevens puts on a show about Mel Torme. And if Mel Torme has kind of, you know, moved kind of to the sidelines, I want Mark to explain to me why, because he was a great singer. Mark Stevens, welcome to the show again.
Oh, hi, Rick. So good to talk with you.
You too. Let me ask you why. It's so funny. My girlfriend today, I walked home at noon and I grab a bite to eat from the paper. And what is she playing? Totally unaware of what was on the show today. But Mel Torme, she's in her 40s, talking to me about, I said, who is that? She said, that's Mel Torme. And I said, well, you won't believe this. And before I could even tell her that you were going to be on the show, she's telling me what a remarkable singer this guy is. And her question was, and I want that question to go to you, why isn't he more famous?
In Mel's words, he did not have a career. He had a series of one-nighters. Mm. He never had a consistency. His record label dropped him. His personal life was very erratic. Many marriages and divorces. And he could never quite put a string of work together. He would do all different kinds of gigs, from playing in TV specials, to TV commercials, to radio programs, to one-nighters. And he didn't really hit his zenith until he was about 60 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe he was about 55 or 60, but that's when he really caught on, and he pretty much came to prominence later in life, Rick.
It also, though, that kind of early career, to my mind, makes him, and obviously you feel the same way, makes him even a more interesting kind of character and performer than one who just gets on the starship and rises to the top and loves it. It makes him a more complex kind of person, don't you think?
I think so, yes. And Mel was not only an incredible musician, but he had ears on him. Like, in preparation for this show I've been doing for 8 years now,
yeah,
I cannot tell you how many times I've listened to Mel, and every time I try to sing with him, he takes me to school. Mm. He is the master, I am the pupil. And he is just was a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
What first, Mark Stevens, what first, I know it, apocryphally, and I've heard this from you and others, that someone once said, hey, you know, you sound just like Mel Torme. It had to be a more complex reason that you've devoted so much of your life and your career to this man and his work. Was it? I mean, it had to be more than, well, I just sound like him. Do you know what I mean?
Rick, I do, and there's a couple things, actually. First, I've been a big fan of Mel. The first time I saw him was after Game 3 of the World Series in 1964. Mm. Mickey Mantle hit a walk-off home run to win the game. The network returned to its regular programming, and if memory serves me correctly, it was the Mike Douglas Show.
Wow.
And Mel was he was standing there singing, and I was just so taken by him at that moment, and that was my introduction to Mel. He grew up in Chicago.
Sure, I know that.
22nd in Michigan, and he went back many years ago. They had the Black Hawk restaurant.
I remember it well.
Sure you do. And they had a beautiful supper club. Mel's parents took him to dinner there when he was 4 years old. And he knew the band's repertoire, and he was singing along, and some of the dancers noticed him and pointed him out to the band leader, Joe Sanders. And Joe got him up there to sing, and Mel became, for the next 6 months, a featured performer at the age of 4.
At 4 years old at the old Black Hawk restaurant? Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. I've got on the phone Mark Stevens, who's coming in to do a Mel Torme show at the Skokie Theater on October 23rd, something not to be missed. You can go to Skokie Theater with an RE.org or markstevensjazz.com. We got to take a couple-minute commercial break, and then we'll come back and finish off this entire hour, because I am not only intrigued by Mel Torme, I'm intrigued by you too, Mark Stevens, and I want to get at the bottom of it's a big thing you've done. You have devoted your career to this guy. We will be right back, but not before I tell you. Goodman Theater's David Cale joins the Steve Cochran Show on Monday at 9:40 to talk about his new musical. On October 23rd, in what I consider a not-to-be-missed show at the Skokie Theater, Mark Stevens will be in to talk about and to sing the great songs of Mel Torme. Mark, describe the show for me. What's the kind of narrative drive to it? Obviously, it's peppered and dominated by songs, because you do indeed sound like Mel Torme, but you also detail his life and career, don't you?
I do, Rick. I actually take on his character, and I've been doing this for 8 years now. I've become so proficient, I will say, with becoming Mel Torme. I remember this one gig I had. It was in a very small room, and this is back when I played piano.
Yeah.
Just me and the piano, and I not the big band. And at the end of the night, I was talking to the audience, and someone tugged on my coat sleeve. There was this tiny little woman. She was about 80 years old, and she said, "Excuse me, Mr. Torme, could I ask you a question?"
Oh, wow.
And it just... Yeah, I really play him well.
They think you are him.
I, in my mind, am. I like to think, maybe with the exception of his children, I think I probably know more about him than anybody in the world.
I think that's probably true. What do his children do? Are they at all keepers of the flame?
His youngest child, James Torme, he's carved a niche for himself in L.A., and he's a pretty good singer,
mm-hmm.
but none of the kids have the old man's chops.
Yeah,
I don't mean any disrespect. But that's
sure.
just how it is. Rick, I want to say one thing though.
The
show is the 13th of October, not the
23rd. Oh, I'm sorry. My finger slipped. No, that's you can go get all that information and get tickets at Skokie Theater with an RE.org. October 13th. That's right.
I have two tickets for your audience members if you would like to give them away. I'd be delighted to pass those on to someone.
Wow. That's very nice of you. I guess you want to take a call? Ben will get somebody to call, because someone will call and take the tickets. That's very nice of you, Mark Stevens. Where do you tour mostly? I mean, you haven't been...
I stay pretty much in California. The most recent out-of-state gig I had was at Brigham Young University, and that was 3 years ago.
Mm.
And it was a huge success. And actually, after that gig, I had decided to retire the show. And just earlier this year, I had a renewed zeal for this. And I was listening to the music that Mel recorded with Marty Page for Bethlehem Records back in the 1950s and early 60s. And I went, this stuff is as fresh now as it was back then. And I just got on fire about the show again. And I'm really excited to be doing it in my hometown.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you, though, after the BYU thing, you thought to retire the show. Why? Had you grown tired of doing it, Mark Stevens?
No, it's not that. For many years, I, like so many young guys, I wanted to be a big star and play the big venues.
Yeah.
And it never happened for me. And when I finally got there, and that was a big venue, there were well over 1,000 people in the audience. It was sold out, full house. And when it was over, I remember going back to my hotel room, and that Peggy Lee song was going through my head. Is that all there is?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I went, we make such a big deal out of these big performances, and really, it's just a gig.
Yep.
And but so now this time with this renewed zeal, I'm just super relaxed. And if people want to learn about Mel Torme, and he led a really charming life. The people he rubbed elbows with, and there are scenes with his relationships with Richard Rodgers, the composer, Marilyn Monroe, Judy Garland. It's quite entertaining.
Well, he was greatly, greatly admired by his peers in the music, if not as famous as some of them. But he was greatly admired by his peers in the business, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And, you know, he did achieve that fame later in his life. And when he died, he was at the top of the food chain. He was at the pinnacle of show business. And it was truly amazing. And he persevered, and he never sacrificed. He always stayed with quality material in spite of the advice of many people just to eke out a living. You know, he didn't do that.
Well, from going from that story about him, Mark, that I'd never heard, and I know a lot of old Blackhawks stories, the story from him, like, taking you to the bandstand for 6 months when he's four years old is really an astonishment. What were his parents like? What was his family like at that time? His parents, what did they do?
His father had a small grocery store, or dry goods store, as they called them back then.
Yeah.
And his mom was a housewife, but his family was very musical. And the dads had two brothers, and they sang. They were from Jewish people from Russia, and they sang all the old Jewish
Yiddish probably songs.
And Mel grew up, and they sang in three part harmony, and Mel loved it, and he just absorbed that. And his dad's youngest brother became a big entertainment attorney, and Mel got his first break, a really big break, when he was 15 years old. Harry James, actually he was 16, Harry James recorded a song that Mel wrote that became a big hit record across America.
Wow, that's another thing that people don't appreciate him for, the songwriter he was, truly.
Amazing songwriter, yes. Rick, I want to tell you this. We're running out of time, I know, but
sure.
Mel, two things. You asked what got me going with Mel Torme. Besides the many comments I've had with people saying I sound like him, I think there's a reason for that. Mel had a botched tonsillectomy when he was a child. He's about 6 years old. And it affected his voice, and he had a very husky, throaty quality to his voice, and they called him the Velvet Fog.
Right.
When he was young. When I was 5 years old, I had a botched tonsillectomy, and I remember my throat was itchy for 2 years after that, and kids, as I got older, kids made fun of my speaking voice to where I wouldn't talk, and because I had that husky kind of
throaty
quality, and now as an adult, it sounds quite pleasant, and it served me well, so I guess I kind of have the last laugh, you know?
Wow, that's a very interesting tie you have to him. How many songs, Mark Stevens, do you sing in the show?
Let's see. There's 13, I believe, and if I'm asked for an encore, I have 14.
Well, I'm sure you will be asked for an encore. Mark Stevens, it's a delight to talk to you. As always, he will be doing his, it's not a tribute, it's a show about Mel Torme. He is Mel Torme at the Skokie Theater, October 13th. You can get tickets by going to SkokieTheater.org with an RE or MarkStevensJazz.com. Mark, knock 'em dead, as they say. I hope I can get up there and see this. I got to see it.
I hope so, too, Rick. And thanks for having me on your program. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's just it's a really interesting story and a really interesting career route you've taken. And you seem like such a sensible guy and incredibly, incredibly knowledgeable about your subject. So take care of yourself and safe travels coming here for October 13th at the Skokie Theater.
Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure.